مأمون. غيرنا انت افعلوخ فون تويل اسكيلين da loch von Tvila Skelin ist kimat megeya every day kimat every boche und man da wissen jetzt am Mitzwe der Reise und die Mama ist gerade bin nicht schon geseder and I'll tell you after myself I had a Pnazmal and I was someone I think after it's been a Michshul that's the reason I want to speak Duch da loch es mit Tvila Skelin. I will explain a little bit just to find where it's a shtickel megeya and then we'll go duch the lomdes and the sugyas biz aloche lemaise. Lemoshel, one case that it's very megeya, a bocher lemoshel amor goes to eat in a restaurant. Lama zogen, the echsher is nicht azay ay ay ay. But they tell him, no, it's time to bring there the chicken, but that's the bazunder mashgiach today. This chassan and this person bring him a bazunder mashgiach. He kasher the place. Bazunder food. This is what I hear every time. But he was not matbil the keli. It's an isur de reisa or an isur de rabbonon to eat from a keli that is not tovul. It's like eating chazir. It's an isur. A keli that is not tovul is an isur to eat from a za keli. So even if they tell you it's a bazunder mashgiach, chicken is badatz. It's a garnish mitnish, chicken badatz, the kelim treif. The kelim doesn't have, it's not megiach to blias. It's a mitzvah de reise from tvilas kelim. Another echetimtze. And this I had lemaise. I was in America, I had to visit a shtot somewhere, and the head of the shtot is that area was a yid, in the end we found out he's a yid. And I went to speak for someone at Pesatoyeles. So I came in and they offered me a drink. So I said, no, no. So he said, no, I know, the rabbis only drink water in plastic cups. So I told him, no, a glass also could be good. And I wanted to show him as Mishnah Zaklun. Lemais, I was over Isu. Yere was not to over Eskeli. The Pashtis, if you most cheat us, other Isu de Raisa, other Isu de Rabbalon, I was over. You come to a cousin that is not so frum, or even is a little bit frum, but he doesn't know that you have to be total kelim, like we'll soon see most of the cases that you have to be total kelim. So you go to your cousin here, Lama Zagan, he lives in the Shtachim somewhere. Eilich and Ami, he keeps staying on mitzvah, but he doesn't know that Allah is a tefillah's kelim, the national. I saw it open face, I mean, it's like stamp. It's like a stamp. You're not allowed to eat by him. You're only an Isra de Rabbanim if you eat by him. Or an Isra de Rabbanim. Then we have to know all different dishes that you buy here in Eretz Yisrael, you have to table them. You buy forks, you can't not allowed to use them in your dinner if you didn't table it. If you come to your dinner as in forks there, forget about the shayach, it's fleshik for milchik on a treif. If you found out the guys before knew that they have to table the kelim, if not, you're not allowed to use them. In America, some stores know you're to table. Here you buy in the store, there's no mikveh in the stores. And we'll see it doesn't help that you buy it in a Yiddish store. It's chayv in Tvila Skelin. And a lot of times you come to parties, the people ain't them shem retain on mitzvahs, so they buy clothes packages for the frum people with new dishes, everything is right. Isur gomu, Tvila Skelin, no shayla about it. And again we'll have to, mitzvah shem, I want to speak about the motion, you buy a new kettle, you have to table the kettle. You buy a toaster, a sandwich maker, all these things are chayav betvila. It doesn't help that it's electric. Some people think you could play with screws, where it's easy garnished. So the shayla is how you table it, if you have to put the wires inside, how deep. So we'll try duch to go all of these shaylas. And for sure the main shayla is, and this is very negah, some people the motion go to eat in some hotels. Some have mehadrin, some have badats. All these nice sets of the dishes went in Tvila Skelim. Lama Hoffman. All these big hotels, all fancy dishes, who takes them to the mikveh? They have taken one of the hotels has like a mikveh, has like a line, like the drying the dishes that goes through the mikveh. This is the new zav, the new kosher hotels. They make a little mikveh like by himself, the electric line. They put all the dishes and it just goes around. Although on them, a lot of times I know it was a simcha hotel here in Yerushalayim. It was a shtick of frumos dalton. The hotel said for you new dishes. They bring new boxes, mamish new dishes. You could use it with your food. Alo oiver isu when they ate in this chasana. So shtick of the masbir dalt. I want to go into the yisaid. Thing is important to every person, Mitz Hashem, if you marry to know the yisaidus. If hilchos tefillah scaling, we'll start from the psukim down to the sveres to the poskim, and then we'll go into the halacha lemaise. Ale protim, what is the problem with tefillah scaling and what is no problem with tefillah scaling? The mokin from tefillah scaling is a pasuk. Get up, you have the chumash b'midbo. And b'midbo, in parshas matos, loch the parsha from the dorim. Pinchos came back from the Milchome and the Klal Yisrael went on Midian and they had a lot of shlal. They took all different dishes. Es azov, es hakesef, es hamechoshes, kol dovo asher yovoy ba'esh, ta'aviru ba'esh. This is Agola scaling, not Megiatos. Agola scaling means because the goy used it, you have to kasher it before you use it. V'toher. What is v'toher? Zokt Rashi, after you kasher it, is another aloche. You have to put it in the mikveh. Ach b'mei nido yischato. What is b'mei? V'kol asher lo yovoy b'esh, ta'aviru b'mayim. Learned Rashi pshat, and even zachin that is mochshash blies. Ta'aviru b'mayim. You have to tover in water. The Ramban, not a bissel under a pshat. I don't want to go now to the machlekes, vikum deis the droshes, but from this pasuk, ach kol asher leyovel b'esh ta'avir lo b'mayim, over from v'toher, we learn tvila scaling, cipher dishes that the goy used, and we kasher them. Dain is aloch, if you buy a treifedike dish from a goy, a lot of new dishes also are treif, they go and put all different things on it. You have to put it in hot water and fire and to kasher it. Chutz from kashering, even if it's no shayla from kashering, is a mitzvah min ha-teiro, with dash of the posuk, with more of the zore, to be toivelet in water. Now, as a machlekes rishonim, as a sefer tzvi laskeli from Reb Tzvi Kohen, chosh v'yid, remember Rav Shach gizokt amal, I don't remember the nusach punk, so I will not say it punk, but he said, Dachzach Reb Tzvi Kohen veist Tzvi Laskelim mer von he called it Choshev Achroinim from the Friedrich Ederes. He said he learned so much Tzvi Laskelim, he was Makif the Indian, was for years was not someone that knew so much Tzvi Laskelim. He brings down a list of 50 Rishonim that hold that it's their Raise and 30 that hold that it's their Abolo. So Leikar HaLoche Tzvi Laskelim is their Raise. See, maybe it's Pashas in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodeye is nifsek that tefillah scaling is deiraisa. Now we have to know what is chayav in tefillah scaling. What is chayav in tefillah scaling? Mideiraisa all metals are chayav in tefillah scaling. All metals means silver, metal, gold, copper. Lemaisa, we spoke about it once when we spoke about the airplanes. Aluminium, today a lot of dishes are made from aluminium. Lemaise, most poskim hold that it's like metal. Reb Yankev, Kamenetsky, Otep Satshuve, about the pashtas, all of different kinds of metals is deiraisa. Even if it's not deiraisa, it's for sure the rabbana. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, glass is also chayav betvila skelim. Bepashtes glass is also deiraisa. Some achroinim say glass is the rabbanan. why it's so important to give this akdamah, glasses the raisa, glasses the rabbanon. Maybe for sfeikis, but no, I'm not going to make it in sfeikis. Although when you go to the mikveh and you have a knife, you have a set of knives to be toivo, and you have a set of glasses. Don't make the brocha and the glasses and then toivo the knives. Everyone knows you have to first make the brocha and metal, to be toivo the metal, and then to be toivo the glass. Because the metal is chayav b'tvila skelim u'deiraisa, glass is a suffix if it's deiraisa v'rabbanon. These are the kelim that are chayav. We'll see later, karel is glass. China, we do it out of bracha. Karel, we do it with a bracha. Okay, later we'll go into every kind of, a few of time we'll have in all different kind of dishes, if they're chayav or not. But glass is chayav, karel is chayav, you make a bracha on karel. Wood is potu. Cheres is potu. So this is the shayla, if China is cheres or not, this is not going into the shayla. Cheres, if it's covered with shiny things like glass, so the mele it's chayav. The mele, the shayla is cheres that is covered, but again, I don't want to go now to the protein of the dishes. Most of the dishes that we eat, if it's plastic, if you most shit is, it's potu. Some people are machmer on plastic. The Ikar Halacha plastic is potu. So wood is potu, plastic is potu, but glass, metal, karel, and china lemaisa minoy, without a bracha, is chayav b'tvila skeli. Okay, now we know the Halacha that is chayav b'tvila skeli. There's another Halacha, a kli that is chayav b'tvila skeli, is the Isur the Mishneh Berurah brings down in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Shinchov Gimel and Biur Halacha, is the Isur to use a kli that is chayav in Tvila Skelim without Toivolim. The Isur to use a kli that is chayav in Tvila Skelim without Toivolim. Again, as a shayla of the Isur is the Reise, is the Isur the Rabbonot. Here already the Ikar HaLochem and Pashas, it's the Isur Derabbanon. So let me hold where we hold. We know that the Isur is a mitzvah Tvila Skelim, Pashas, Deiraise, and metal and glass, it's a Shaye. Is the Isur Ishtamshes, Kozman in our Tevil the Keli, maybe it's Derabbanon, Mistomets Derabbanon, some shit is holding Deiraise. Lekule Alme, even if it's an Isur to use dishes that you are not Tevil, but if you cook, the food doesn't become asur. Just you have to pour it out, miyad. Dainu, if you served with kelim that are not tovul, you're not allowed to drink, because you're using it. You're not allowed to put the fork inside. Most shittas only, you have to pour it off the plate. If it's soup, you're not allowed to eat the soup, because without the plate, the soup will fall away. If it's like a piece of pizza, and it's put on a plate, some people hold, I don't need a plate, I could have it on the table. So you could eat it with your hands. But a fork not, because the fork is not tovul. Lekatchile, to push it off the plate also. So that Kamila, if you come to these hotels, maybe food that is not liquid, but is on the plate, with your hands, may be allowed to eat. If you see a Malta Mirei Chachomim eat in hotels with your hands, you know this is the reason. Not to use the forks. The forks, the rice and metal, it's very shvel to use the forks in these places. These are halachas that every year, this is halachas pshutas that everyone knows. Now, here is a chkire, it's a chkire kadmonis, but it'll be negea to a lot of halachas. What is the gather of the isur that you're not allowed to use a keli that was not tovu? It's an isur, one tzad is isur de rabbono, isur to eat chazir. Isur de rabbono, as there is mashma in primigodim. I'll tell you where is the primigodim. The primigodim is in Hilchos Lila Seder. He had a shayla, someone came home, he has a becher that was not tovul. His normal cups, he's stuck in a shtot, and they give him for Lila Seder a cup, but it's not tovul. He went to a hotel for Lila Seder, he found out the cups are not tovul. Close as they. You're not allowed to use it as an isur de rabbono. But it's a mitzvah de rabbonon for the arba kaisis. the mitzvah de rabbanon is derech the isur de rabbanon or not. Says if the cup is metal, arba kreisas de rabbanon, ishtamshus in metal is derech, it's not derech. If the cup is glass, mistam ishtamshus in glass is de rabbanon, mitzvahs arba derech leisus, eva derech leisus. If it would be only, so it's mashma for the one we're going in, it's mamash she isur to use it. There's mashma in shegesariye, in nun vav nun zayin, in ozahua, le'umas dem in mishneburu and biur aloche, it's mashma, it's not a isur. It's, you're not allowed to, also. But it's also because Chazal said, it's a mitzvah to tovel before you use. It's like you're not allowed to eat without a bracha, we spoke once. It's an isur. Or the isur is, Chazal don't let you to eat without the king with mitzvah's trile. We'll see later in Afkemina in Nechkira. One side, it's an isur de Rabbonon. As if they ask you to eat chazir, they ask you to use a kli that is not tovu. Or the beginning of the isur is, don't use the keli before you do the mitzvah. So Reb Shlomo Zalman, I'll tell you where it's in Afkemina. Oinon that is potum in a mitzvahs. But he's not allowed to do aveyas. Oinon is not allowed to do gila arayas. Not allowed to eat chazir. What is oinon? It'll happen alayim. No vos. Oinon is potum from kiyum mitzvahs. Not from doing aveyas positive. He's allowed to eat in a keli that is not tovu. If chazal made it like a chazir, he's not allowed to. But if it's only because there's a lack that is not mekayim the mitzvah if tvilas kelim, so the oyen is allowed to eat. And now with every guy, you come by a minus, you come to the hospital, and you're oyen and you want to drink in the hospital, or go to the hospital, or see about it. Go to the hospital is not a problem, about it. It's a deal in tvilas kelim. So this is the chkir. Is it isu? Or it's only because I'm mevat of the mitzvah? Mishneh Berurah says that, we'll see later, in Mashma and Mishneh Berurah that it's mutter. Okay, this is the akdome of the halachas of the lomdos of tvilas kelim. So now we'll start a little bit to go shtikel duch the halacha, and then we'll come a little bit more to masbir zayin. Is a halacha that kelim that you buy from a goy a chayev tvilas kelim. I want it to be very clear. We'll start with a little bit of details and then we'll go again to Londres. You buy a kelim from a goy, it's chayev tvilas kelim. I want to make a pirut. One, I go to a goy's factory and I buy from him, I have to be tovel the kelim. Number two, I go to a goy store and I buy from him, even if it was made by a yitzk factory, but if it's passed to the goy's reshus, I go to a store that belongs to the goy, I'm chayev in tvilas kelim. Number three, I go to a yiddish store and I buy a zach that was made in China, is chayev in tvilas kelim, because it was made by a goy. Doesn't make a difference if you go in there to throw to the stores. But if the kelim were made in a goyish factory, it's chayev betvilas kelim. The Ainu, say if the goy made the kelim, say if he was a middleman selling it to me, I'm chayev betvilas kelim. This is the halacha psuka, this is the reason I'm saying when the bochim come to Israel, they don't know it. They go to buy silverware. No, most of them are made by goyish companies. Most things are not done in Eretz Yisrael b'chlal. If they're made by goyish companies, even if you buy them geula by a frum person, it's chayev. Or if I can, I'm on a Arab goes around and he sells a little bit all different knives and forks, and he got it, he stole from somewhere. Doesn't make a difference. Now it's by him, it's chayev b'tvilas kelim. Now it's chayev. I saw that time. It's Israeli El Chadad. It's an Israeli company. Hatzolfin doesn't make a difference. If you buy by a guy, or in America, you go to a guy store and you buy Hatzolfin silver, you chayev. Chayev it's Vilas Kelim. Doesn't make a difference. It's made by Hatzolfin. It's a becher. It's made for Yidden. It's a garnished. It's It's a suffix you chayav betvila. Without a bracha. And every suffix you have to be machmir. First, because roiv people are going, roiv factories are going, and even if you come to a country that is no roiv, or the virus mixas going, so the place can say, kol kovor ke mechtza al mechtza dami, and every keli that you have a suffix, you mechuyav tvila. Every keli. You go into deals, bochim ha'im ha'isurim kaseidah, chas b'sholem. Now, and here we're coming a little bit to the main shailas. The chiyuv on tvilas kelim is only when the keli becomes by a yid. Like Klal Yisrael went to Midian and they took over Midian. But if you go to visit a guy in his house, you're allowed to drink in his kelim without tevil. You're allowed to borrow a kelim from a guy, to give it back to him, and to use it without tvilas kelim. Now, if you go to a guy's house and you want not to use, not to, you're just using it, you're allowed to. You go to a guy's hotel, you're allowed to. A Yiddish hotel, you're not allowed to use the kelim. A Goyish hotel, you're allowed to use the kelim. And nicht verkehrt. Without Shaila of Blias now. It's being a glass, clean glass, cold. Now, you have to know, most of the Poskim Taina, that companies that have shares are owned by the people that have shares. Like, I'm not going into the big shaila of voting shares and not voting shares. Pashas, you have to have voting shares. It's two kinds of shares. You have shares that you go to the market and you buy stacks. So if you have some stacks in the market, this doesn't mean that you're really an owner in the company. Today, one of the Poskim told me that they changed the laws, that you are buying, but sometimes you buy kind of stacks that you could really vote and say that you have a bias. So in these companies, not all the companies, the Moshe, a lot of people have companies that own only by them. But if people make the companies that own and they sell them around, so then it's Sayle Chumre, Sayle Kule. A lot of hotels, the Moshe, belongs by a goy. But if yids have epes in it, so it belongs by yids, you're not allowed to use it. Or the Moshe, you have a company that makes silverware. It's a Yiddish company. But you go to find out, they put themselves in the market and they sold and going bought different parts, so it's chayav between askelim. So you have to know, if you go to small hotels, it's not such an afkemina. But big hotels could be a big problem a lot of times. Now, this is the halachas. Now let me gain one step. A person goes into a hotel, let us say in Yerushalayim, and he wants to eat in the hotel. They tell him the food is kosher. But he knows there's an issur that the hotel is owned by Yidden. If it's owned by Goyim, or they sold the company to Goyim, and Tap is Goyim, Shutfus Goy, it's potu. But let us say when you go to a store, you go to a restaurant, let us say a small restaurant. It's not sold in the market. You want to go inside, it has an hechsher on the chicken, they have an hechsher on the meat. But no one went to the table to kill him. So how we go into the hotels? So some people will go do the eitzes, and we'll see the mice if you're allowed to go eat in all these places or not, without finding out what they did. Some people do an eitzes, Al pi Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Chof Gimel. In Shulchan Aruch Shin Chof Gimel, a lot of the Vadas Akashres that are not Mehadrin, or maybe some of them that are Mehadrin, Chvil Nishmai Tzilaz, it's them, this is what they do. They say Mechan Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Chof Gimel Seif Zayin. Someone is stuck in Shabbos, he has a keli that is not Tovu. The first sheet in Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to be table it in Shabbos. ויש או עשרים. V'yerushomayim, what he does want to be toiv lekeli on Shabbos, because it's mechzik imatak and mona. He gives it to a goy to a present for Shabbos. He gives it to the goy for a present for Shabbos. Now it's okay. Then he asks the goy, you could let me, give me permission to use it. It will stay yours. I'm allowed to eat by a goy. So they sell all of the kelim, as they make mechiras chometz, they make a mechiras kelim, every hotel makes a mechiras kelim. Kimat all the mehadrim, this is what they do. They do mechiras kelim, as they do mechiras chometz. And the mehadrim belongs to the guy, and now we don't buy it back from the guy. The guy gives permission to use it. Why it's not so poshut? Because the Mishnah, state in Shulchan Aruch, שאת המשנה ברורה לאחר שבס צריך להטביל לו כיוון דר בסייף יהיה מושקע הכלי תחס ידוי זאת המשנה ברורה even if you gave it to a guy and I is letting you to use it בעצם you don't have to be table it זאת there is a tag in your day that a cave that belongs to a guy and he lets a Israel to use it forever it's chayim בתבילה with a broche So the Mishnah Berurah and the Kolmukim, it's not so pashut, so maybe take another keli with it and make a bracha. But stay with the Mishnah Berurah, after Shabbos, you mechuyav to be toivel miyad. So b'meila, a lot of people tell you, all of this heter of those things helps for one day. But it can't help forever. So this heter is very, very shvach. We saw it every day, it's not as kentam.
When
does
the Monday
start? That's when he started. Because the yid, the owner of the hotel is already mechuyav b'tfilas kelim. No, he's serving it the whole time. The second heter is a aloche, we'll see later, lemoshul, every keli you buy from a girl, you have to be toivel. What if you bought a nice cup, but you want to put it for flowers? You also have to be toivel it? No. Only a zach that you're planning to eat with. To eat, to put food inside, bottles, containers, okay, we'll see if we have time. What is chayav b'tfilas keli? What has to be, the loshon ha'poskim is klei seuda. Things that you fix food with, full food, but if it's for business, you're not mechuyav b'tfilas keli. The man at the time, the person in the hotel, the owner of the hotel didn't buy it for eating. He bought it for doing business to sell food to people. The mushroom, when you sell jars of food, you don't have to be toiv the jars. The people that buy the jars, who have time will see, it's not supposed to eat out of the jars, if the jars were not tovul. A person that sells is allowed to put food in a jar and sell it. Because he's not doing it for eating. So b'meila, they tell that the hotels are not doing it for eating. They're doing it for money. It's not klei seuda. Most of the places give an al-mekabel this svara. Thus heis ein lecha seuda gdei lemezuda. Everyone eats in the hotel. They meant selling it. But if it's made for eating, eating for making money, eating not for making money, that's Hezish Klei Seuda. Shumazam and Oyebach wanted to say another heter. And this is Be'etzem, the heter that a lot of people are saying, Mechan. This is the Iker. Goy, the Varakashers do. Then the second heter, Klei Seuda, Shvach heter. Especially sometimes the person of the hotel himself, he eats also there. So then it's a garnish mit nish. Then it doesn't help. It only helps in a place that he doesn't eat from it. So the Zalmatan is like this. We said, why is the Isur to eat without Tvila Skeli? Because, not it's a Heftz of the Isur. Chazal don't let me to eat without the kind of the mitzvah of Tvila Skeli. Here if I will come to the hotel and say, I want to take the Kelim to be Tovel, then they'll send me out the door. So I don't have a chetimtze to do the mitzvah's tefillah. So So there's no Isur to eat without the tefillin. It's like tzitzis and Shabbos. There is a Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to go in tzitzis with Shabbos without tzitzis, because the Isur to go without tzitzis is not stam. The gather of the Isur is to go without the mitzvah, to eat without the mitzvah. Memele, if I can be toivel, I'm allowed to eat without it. They say B'Shem HaChazanish is a machlekes. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that the Chazanish, they have like little stores, they called it in the time of the Chazanish kiosk. Like the little stores in the yeshiva. And that day is you came, you wanted soda, you come, you would buy a cup of soda there. He never toiveled the kelim. So the Chazanish said, what is the reason you're allowed to do it? Because I can't do the mitzvah. He doesn't let me to take the cup away. But Reb Moshe Feinstein said it's not a heter. Chaim Grebenhardt said the Chazanish told him it's no heter. The Welt as a kasha, when I'm drinking, I machshil him, but lif neiva. So they asked him Shulam Zalman, he said a teretz. No, if he could let, you have to ask him. I know a maaser, a person, one of the Choshev Tamid HaChom Yerushalayim, made a simcha, Zotel Reich, and Betakerem. And he came Erev Shabbos a couple hours before he asked him to kill him at Tovul. He said, no. Told him, I want the table. He said, no problem. He gave him workers and he went to the table all the kelim. He'll table all the kelim. So then you have to. Again, some people say that the heter is some hotels, the big hotels, have owners, voting owners, what we call it, that like the plaza, some people tie it. It belongs to a whole big system that in the top of it is going also. You have to know, not every time it's like that. Sometimes it's not a shutfis. If it's a shutfis or a goy, so then you're not mechuyev. Chazal or not mechayev. To table a kid belongs to the goy, while the goy is not mechuyev, I'm also not mechuyev. But you have to know, when you go to eat in a hotel, you have to know bichlal. So some people say, you know, I'm a chalami. Fleishik, ich bin nicht steinig auf das Hechsher. But what I'm eating, only tomatoes and soup. But the tefillah skayim is a isu. You have to know if this hotel is makpid. On them, stuck in our head. Again, but the Yabed of Shemazama says, Yesh al malismoich, if they don't let you to be table. Yesh al malismoich. You have to know, the Yabed of Shemazama is a little shver. But Yesh al malismoich, but for sure, it's really, when Bekal of Shemazama himself says, it's only a Bedi Yabed. So a lot of these Mehadrim, Echsher and Taimer, okay, so look what we do. We have a Shemazama that says Bedi Yabed, it's okay. And we also sell it to a guy. So like, and also maybe he's only a guy. And maybe it's not Klei Seruda. Look, we can live in this matter. But the Maisa, a lot of now, young Tamil Chachomim are trying to do, that people will become fussy about it. And the Mele, the hotels will make me the table of the Kelim. If everybody Simcha will say, I can get total the Kelim, the hotel of the Kelim. All's his business. No, I'm saying, but people have to be mindful in it. But for sure, it's only a bidiyavet. The ganze zach, I spoke to Tzvi Koyer today, I spoke to Rav Meivet, all the Chachamim, everyone says, it's only a bidiyavet to be semech on this kind of a teirin, selling to a guy, or I know some hotels take a table to kill him. So I'm saying, this is punkt verkehrt. In Chutz Laaretz, it's less a problem. Now the restaurants owned by goyim, you didn't run them. Or maybe the table. Now in America, there's much, a lot of stores, miyad when you buy, they have a tefillah skelim there. Here, there's no tefillah skelim around. Again, some of them tell me that if the dishes are China, it's also anywhere in Suffolk. So they add. But again, I'm saying, the marshal, to eat off a China plate in your hands, it's different from to use a fork in our place. You have to know every time the amount of the chumrah. Now, let me get invite to another chumrah that a lot of people don't know. Let me say, you own already the kelim. You're not chayav b'tfilas kelim. If you sell it to a goy, and then you buy it back from him, you're chayav b'tfilas kelim. Right? Because now it was by a goy, and you bought it back. So if it was by you, and you sold it to a goy, and you bought it back from the goy, you chayav b'tfilas kelim. B'meile gitayim b'chazanish, if you make mechiras chometz on your kelim, after Pesach, all of the kelim are chayav in tvilas kelim. Chazanish never ate by people after Pesach if they made mechiras chometz on the kelim, because they were never tayv on the kelim. So what is the eitzah? The people that are machmir, what they do? Amor was not a problem. No one sold kelim. Then machmir started to sell the chometz, the pirurim. He wanted to sell the kelim. Maybe something is in the toaster there. But then it became a problem that it had the tefillas kelim. So the eitzah is in the nushtores of the machmirim, ani meicher es hapirurim ves hablur shebetoich hakelim. You don't sell the kelim. You sell the blur shebetoich hakelim to the guy. Some people tell you you can't sell a bliets, avir ba'avne. But lemaise not to sell the kelim. Some place can written shuvas that val the ganze mechiras chometz is aharome ba'avne, you not chaya betefillas kelim. But I don't understand. Choshev is swearing, but I don't understand exactly if it's how. Don't know exactly how to miyasha the things together. Now the Moshe Lezach that is chayav b'tvilas kelim. Some people have a schnitzel, think that you bang a schnitzel, even though it's wood, but the edge is metal. It's chayav b'tvilas kelim. The whole thing is chayav b'tvilas kelim. Now, all different electrics, like a kettle, toaster, all these achen, achaya betvilas kelim. A fridge, lemaisa, is not achaya betvilas kelim. No, that's a poshet. Why not? You have shelves. Take out the shelves. And even if you tell me you can't put the fridge inside, sell it to a guy. Well, see, they have big containers of food. Like a lot of places that have big dishes in restaurants, big dishes that you can't take to the mikveh. So it's chayav b'tvilas kelim. You have to know what to do with it.
The fridge you're not eating
food. Oh, so this is, lemashal, a place that you store food, a jar, is also chayav b'tvilas kelim. So if the place is made to put food, like, lemashal, you have like a milk holder. So there you don't, it's two kind of milk holders. You have like a jar that you pour the milk inside. It's chayav b'tvilas kelim. You have these plastic ones to hold the tnuva bags. This is not chayav b'tvilas kelim. Chutz mishum, it's plastic. Because you don't put the milk inside. You put the milk inside a bag. I'm saying, it's different kind of fridge days. Some people put the bottle on top. I'm saying, you have to know the mitzvahs.
Onto the fridge?
Some people. The eggs you put inside, not.
But the egg itself is
everything. That's what I'm saying. You have to know. No. I said fridges are not chayav. Just they ask. It's a reason why fridges are not chayav. I just you think that it's poshut. I explain that it's not so poshut. What? It's chayav. The metals. The grates. Now, so the shayla is what you do, how you toivel electric things. So the poshtazach, you put it in the water and you take it out. Normally nothing happens. You put it in the water, you put it in the sun for 2 days, bodukum and nusa, nothing happens. Now, lamazon, you're doing it. So we'll see different eitzes. Now, it's a big shayla, the moshe, you have a toaster. Okay, you want to put a toaster in and out. The toaster has a big wire as it comes out. The whole wire has to go into the water or not. It's a machlekes. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchos learns the wire could stay outside. The Baal Tvilas Kelim learns the wire has to go inside. It's bad and totally how to learn pshat in the Mishnayos and Tyrus. Lemaisi, you have to have bias mayim al kuloi. If the wire is sticking out, in the place of the wire is no work.
Water's covering all the metal.
What?
Water's covering all the metal. The wire's
metal. No, I have a masbet claw. Every keli that is chayav betvile, the whole keli has to go into the water. I'll explain exactly. Now, most of some people have toast sandwich makers. It's a sandwich maker. There's two kinds of sandwich makers. There's one kind that you can't take off nothing. It comes like a double thing, opens and closes. There's another kind that is inside, you can take out the inside. That's like little shelves, little pieces. Then it's enough to take these little pieces to put only the pieces in the mikveh. Because the other part is not one keli. But if it's a toast maker, that it's one piece, the whole toast has to go in, not only the metal. You have a toaster that you put a bread inside. The whole toaster has to go in. You have a kettle, the whole kettle has to go in. The whole grill has to, the most, it's not that you do grill. So there, it's enough to take the graters inside and a little tray with the food. That's enough. It's enough to take the whole box. It's enough to take the trays. At the table, the trays. So the machlekes lekatchila it's kedai lemaisa it's totally machlekes rishonim. So lekatchila it's kedai to put the whole string inside. But the makim hefser if you scare water will come in. Under the zachen yesh al milis meich just to put the kettle and to let the string hanging out. Lo bezogin you can't table it. You can't table it. You can't table it. You can't handle it. What you could do? Yeah, I was Pesach. I was in America. I stayed some. I met someone. So he was telling me that he has son-in-law, Shpocher, the mamish way from, because they had an electric thing, and he didn't let him to table it. So they decided they would only table the metal side inside. And they came to the mikveh. They were so nervous the whole thing fell inside. So I told him to vote. I'm done. You'll be able to answer. Oh no, you'll be over there, Yisrael. People don't know, they think they'll just put a little bit in the water. But let us know, they don't let you, your parents don't let you to be tevilet. So it's an eitzah, but here's a big mistake. You take it to, here you have to have it closed, because I saw in Mamish, a lot of people are nichshal in it. And so we'll see a big chumah that comes out from this kula. Then you take it to a uman, that's Tamar Bacher, a uman, that takes it apart, a yid, and then he puts it back together, so it's consider that a yid did the scaling. It's not enough that in the plug and all and the wires he plays. He has to make the mushroom in the kettle, he has to take out something that will make the water to fall out the kettle. Because if not, the kettle is ready to hold water inside. And a hand mixer, it's enough he will make that a mixer will not turn. Because there's no shimush to it if it's not turning. The hand mixer has like a little metal. The whole machine has to go inside. Okay, so this a lot of people know this cooler. But this cooler is a very big chumre, and I hear that a lot of people don't know about it in America. Lamazokin, your mixer got broke. Sometimes you have separate pieces, you could table the pieces. But I'm saying your toaster got broken. Mamish, a fester broken. So you go as a guy that knows how to fix it. You give him to fix it, you come home, you have to table it again. Because the guy finished it. It's not so pushed, because the maaseh was owned by a yid already. It was owned by a yid. But the Shulchan Aruch says, "Val umen koine b'shvach kli." So it becomes belongs a shtickle to the goy, and the male it's chayav b'tvilas kelim. As I stated in Halach, some people tell you that this man is there because the goyish laws are not makir in the Halach of umen koyin b'shvach kli. So the goyim have to fill a freedom minek, and they don't own it, and the male it's not chayav b'tvilas kelim. You have to know every place the freedom minek. Or there's an eitzah if you pay him before the job. So that is not umer kayin b'shvach kli. And you make up, you tell him, but I will pay for somewhere else, and this you will not have schusim. So then, you become the problem of Tzvira Skele. Now, Zahra Melechayev also in Tzvira Skele is a big tshuva for Rav Moshe on it. You buy in Eretz Yisrael, it's very much. In America, it's also much. You buy, I don't know how you call them, these chad-pa'ami tins, you know, sinful, tinful, and you put a chicken once and then you throw it away. It's chayev b'tzvila skelim or not? It's chayev b'tzvila skelim, it's for one time. So Rav Moshe has a big tshuva that a keli that is for one time is nishkin keli. It's not good for kiddush, you can't do a plastic cup. It's not good for netilas yadayim, it's not chayev b'tzvila skelim. A lot of people, you know, one thing they keep, the other side they don't keep. It's smoking maybe to mechalek. Pashas, it comes together. Mishkan keli, mishna kiddush, mishna tfilas, mishna and tfilas keli, mishna netilas yadayim. This is only if you plan to use it once. But all of the poskim in Eretz Yisrael, I will mask him. That if you buy it, in a lot of places they buy it and they use it a couple times till it gets ruined. It's chayev betvilas kelim ol abroche. So some of them come with badats. These are okay. You have some that have badats. But so you have the badats ones. But the ones that are not badats, if you buy them not to use them one time, to use them. Now, the answer is another, it's really late. It's a big shayla, maybe I'll just at least say chelik from it. You buy a bottle of grape juice. The nicer, a lot of the bottles and a lot of the companies don't toivel the keli before they sell it to you. Most of the companies don't toivel the keli before they sell it to you. Especially some people buy glass, almost on water, they buy without a hechsher. A lot of times the little kids like to use the bottles again and again. So if they're using plastic bottles, they garnish. But they buy like a little glass bottle, so maybe you're allowed to drink out of the bottle. It's not considered hishtamshes, you're just taking it out. But you're not allowed to fill the bottle again. A lot of people buy cracker, it comes like with a container. Raisins come with like a metal container. So maybe you're allowed to use it. But you're not allowed to fill it up again. And all of these dishes that you buy, that most of them are not tovul, you're not allowed to use the dishes from the store if it's metal or glass again. Again, in Bnei Brak, they're machmir that if you open it to pull everything out, not to use it a little bit and a little bit. No. If it's a real keli, you can't say I'm using it for once. The motion for sure not to take as that container to warm up something on top of it. More people go on a trip, they need a little episode of keli. Oh, they found a cracker box, they pour it out and put some eggs and they want to warm it up. They're even on the Easter of Tvilas keli. Again, it's chumless. Some people will not drink from a bottle that doesn't have a hechsher because maybe it was not tovel. Some people say, Shemazama says, no, this is considered, I'm pouring it out. Slowly, I'm also allowed to pour out. But when it's finished, to reuse it again, this is Lekula Almeos.
The jar is half full, you're allowed to put something,
add something else. No, you're not allowed to add. Shemazama has a tzad, if you pour out a little bit too much of a mistake, you're allowed to put it back. It goes back. But it's time to fill it up, Avad is a Yisrael. This bathroom had to have a bazundar shield. You have to know the marshal tins, you open all different, it's all different zachen. You have to know when you're allowed to use them again and when you're not allowed to use them again. Although for sure, zachen was not tovul to fill it up, this is lekula alme also. I'll just finish that some shit is all that every geshen is gaya has to be tovul all of his keli. Some people hold no. Only when you buy from a guy. But when the guy becomes a yid, when you change from Rishus going to Yiv, you chayev. But when the Rishus itself changed and became a Yiv, Dir Leim Atzod and Tvilas Keli. There is some shit that are machmir, again, we don't learn Tzachon, but some people are machmir, that every Keli that comes from a Yiv that is not showing a Torah and Mitzvahs is chayev and Tvilas Keli. Every Mumer, yeah, Tvilas Keli, but every Mumer, Lechal al Shabbos has a din of a goy and is keli mechayev betvilas keli. And then some people want to say that if someone becomes a bel tshuva, he has to tevel all of his keli also.